Bracing themselves for a busy Ireland Games schedule this year in Orkney will be the Isle of Man's badminton squad. Looking to build on 3 medals at the last Games 2 years ago, it's expected to be long days out on court for the team, singles and doubles events for the 10-strong Isle of Man lineup. One of those who appeared and medalled last time out was Matthew Nicholson, one of those 10 which will feature a mix of experience and Games debutants in 2025. Mr. Nicholson's been telling Manx Radio how it's been getting ready for the hectic yet rewarding experience of the event.
Getting more intense was the last couple of months, or last month or so. Said we've had a late change for the team, which obviously disrupted things a little bit, but in general it's going really quite good for people, it sounds like. So especially the ones off Ireland as well, seem like they're training well, and the ones here. There's more here this year than there has been, which is good for the Ireland-based players, having more players to train with as well.
The local scene's been continuing as well. So how good has that been for just to keep you all ticking over as well? And also, of course, competing across in the likes of the County Championships as well.
Yeah, the County Championship went really well this year. Our first team's got promoted to Division 1, which is the highest it's been since I've been around anyway. I'm not sure it's been back then. So players played really well away in the County Division this year, and obviously trying to keep that going now, training on Ireland. So 7 of us are on Ireland now, and 3 of them are based in the UK. Whereas previous games, I think it was the opposite way around, where 3 of us be based on Ireland and 7 in the UK. So for on Ireland stuff, it's definitely been beneficial having more here.
And not just the County Championships, like you say, the success promotion to Division 1 for Isle of Man 1 as well. But not just that, but maybe if you look at what some of the junior players have been doing in their respective competitions as well, how strong and how encouraging, I guess, is the badminton scene on Ireland at the moment?
I think this year especially, it's taken a step forward in a lot more juniors going to comps away, even a lot more of sort of the fringe of the county team going for comps away. And it's everyone keeps getting better. We keep pushing the other ones on. The juniors get better. The ones on the fringe of the county team get better, which means the ones in the county team have to improve to stay in the team, which makes a big difference to the standard of depth as well. So it's great to see the juniors especially coming in, pushing through as well.
And coming into this season, there was a little bit of a structure change as well, wasn't there, in terms of how players are brought into, let's say, both the senior and junior pathways, weren't they?
Yeah, there's a slight change. There was a new committee got set up based on the performance side. So it's more looking more closely at trying to get juniors to come to tournaments away, seniors to tournaments away. So training, trying to be a bit more focused on what like technique and that sort of side of things are. Trying to help, obviously, give them the best chance to improve as they can.
And speaking of performance side of things, coming back to the Ireland Games, really. Yes, of course, it is very competitive. You're all out there to win. But how exciting just an occasion is it to take part in this? It only comes around once every 2 years.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So it's been, for myself, it's probably my 6th one now. So, but every time it comes around, it's the main goal really for the 2 years. That's what you build up towards, and hopefully try and get a medal or do well, or whatever personal goals people have.
But one thing people do talk about across different sports is the challenge of just how intense the schedule is. How different is that compared to anything else you'll do throughout the season?
It's very different, because most tournaments are maybe one day, a lot of them, or maybe 2 days max. For this, we'll start the morning after the opening ceremony, and we'll finish a couple of hours before the closing ceremony. So it'll be the whole week where we're in the badminton hall. So some nights we finish about 10:30, start at 9 a.m. So it's long days and intense schedule, which takes a lot out of you.
And it's also the fact that you as individuals will sometimes be competing across numerous different tournaments in that time, the singles and doubles, whichever there are. So it's not like you've just got to go down the pathway through one. You may be considering having to go down the pathway of trying to dip your hand into 2 or 3 different events.
Yeah, so the schedule for some of them would be, got the team event first, the first couple of days, and then it's on the individuals, where some will play singles, doubles and mixed, which would include the team events. Very tough schedule, and then physically, even mentally, just to keep your concentration for that long and keep going. But it's a really tough, long schedule.
And just going quickly back to Guernsey, the Isle of Man badminton team took 3 medals in Guernsey. Yourself got one of them in the mixed doubles with Jess Lee, winning bronze there. Jess Lee also winning silver in the women's singles, and then Jess Lee and Kim Clegg winning gold in the women's doubles as well. How did you all, I suppose, assess the last Ireland Games and how it went?
It went well. I said slight disappointment again, coming 4th from the team event originally, but obviously with Jess played extremely well in the individuals, medalling all 3, which makes a massive difference, even dragging myself to a medal. But it's trying to now build on that and try and maybe get 1 or 2 extra medals if we're lucky.
And what would you say about the level of competition? Because the Isle of Man has had some success, not just in the last games, but in the previous ones as well. What does it say about the strength of the competition around you?
Badminton's usually quite strong, because I say Greenland and Faroes are linked to Denmark, which in Denmark badminton's massive and they get a lot of funding through. So the example would be Faroe Islands, all their club coaches are paid coaches, which the setup there they've got hard to compete with what we've got here. But for especially Jess and Kim that have won gold the last three, and Kim has won gold the last five now. Really impressive to keep that consistency of being that level up against people that have that setup as well.
I'm certainly not going to ask you to make any ultimatums or put any numbers on this, but you know, what would you all consider a successful Ireland Games, do you think?
I think the main ones originally is going to be straight in, because I'm trying to get a medal in the team event. Obviously, unfortunately, Toby, who's probably been our top guy, is injured now, so he's had to pull out back in March. But there's still a good chance of us getting a medal, I think. I think that's the original aim. And then outside of that, it's try and pick up the same amount of medals individual as we did last time, maybe try and improve it by one.
Now, that's the competitive side again. As mentioned before, everyone wants to win. That's why you go there. But also, a lot of people talk about with the Ireland Games side of things that there seems to be a real community atmosphere in there as well, that you, outside of the competition, there seems to be a really good sort of vibe and togetherness, I guess, between the different nations. Is that something you'd agree with?
Yeah, it's something you'd agree with, definitely, especially talking about badminton, how long you're stuck in the hall with everyone's stuck in the hall for. You tend to get really good relationships there and really good friendships built up over the years, especially over numerous games. So it is a really good atmosphere to go, and it's a really enjoyable environment to be in.
And how does that help, I suppose, for some people thrive on maybe having a bit of like pressure on their shoulders, but some people do thrive on having that, you know, that kind of, I suppose, welcoming atmosphere as well. How different is that compared to, let's say, going to something like the county championships?
I think it's, yeah, it's different, because everyone's prepared for the Ireland Games for quite a long way out, and it's once every 2 years, and that's it. You aim for do as best you can, medal. Obviously, different people got different aims, but it's a different atmosphere completely, and everyone's together for that week. So it's like the open ceremony, the closing ceremony. It's even across the different sports. See a lot more of the different sports. What you would, this catching was just badminton. And a lot of people from different islands you just see every 2 years. And obviously the small states coming in, we see a couple of them now, probably twice every 2 years. But still, it's really good to catch up with people and really good atmosphere. And even when you're new coming into it, it definitely helps having that sort of good atmosphere around, of people welcoming and sort of, although it's competitive on court, off court, everyone sort of gets along really well.
And just finally, again, coming back to the schedule as well, we've talked about how intense it is. So how do you go about managing it?
It tend to be that, obviously, team event, obviously everyone's around all the time. I think, thankfully, this time in a group of four, whereas the previous Ireland Games in a group of five, which meant we had three matches on the first day, which meant we were in the hall pretty much, or four matches on the first day, actually, on the hall all day. So from about 8:30 to 10:30 at night, we didn't leave the hall. So this time, hopefully, that'd be a little bit better for us, just having the group of four. And then individual people tend to allow to look after themselves a little bit, so if you're not playing until 2 p.m. and someone's playing at 9 a.m. you've got to look after your own competition at the same time. As so you still want to support everyone, and everyone still wants to come support them, but you've got to look after yourself at the same time.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.